Okay, thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity to be my highest self. That's how we start off. You gotta start off that way. You don't start off that way, what do you got? You got a mind that's gonna tell you what everything means, and then you're stuck with that all day. And you know there ain't nothing good in there. You're just gonna recreate yesterday, and then say, damn, it's the same thing again today. You know, or you can live on unlimited possibilities and ask the king that resides in your heart to be with you today and ask you to direct your thinking towards a good purpose. And so that's the way I have to begin every day. And I don't want to begin that way every day. It seems ridiculous. I did it yesterday. Why do I have to do it again today? And that's always the dilemma because I'm lazy and I don't want to put the effort in. Is it this turn again? What do I always forget? Okay. So that's the way I have to begin every day. If I don't begin that day today, then like I said, before I know it, my mind is worrying about all the possible outcomes that could go wrong today. And, it's going to re-record, another day of, wasted life because I'm not present in the moment. I'm not even present for my own life. And I don't think I do that. I mean, my mind tells me, no, I'm pretty smart. I'm a little smarter than the next guy. But if I look, that's what gets produced every time, right? So as I'm driving down the road, I record all these recordings. And then I play them back, and most of the time, it sounds like somebody's talking to me. I'd never heard the words before. it sounded crazy when I first started doing it. I thought, this is nuts, man. Who do you think you are? You're recording yourself. You're on an ego trip or some shit like that, And this is what the mind tells me, But I'm asking God to be there. So asking, you shall receive. Is that true or not?
It's true.
You know what I mean? So obviously I'm asking that to be there. So it's there. So now what is it? What kind of day am I going to have today? And where can I be of service today? I start to ask better questions. See, I don't, even in my best thinking, when I get up in the morning, I don't think to ask those questions. I don't know about you, but I don't think to say, how can I be of service today, God? How can I be the man that you created me to be? It takes a little effort for me to do that. Because normally I get up and, my back's aching, and now I got to get in that bathroom. I don't want to wake Bobby up because he's snoring in the other room, and he'll get pissed off. All these things go through your mind, As soon as you get up, it's like I used to think there were a bunch of voices in my head, but it's just a disease of alcoholism, talking to me at light speed, But God's a lot quicker than that, If I just give him a little opening, he'll inspire me with ideas that I don't even know I could possibly have. And that makes for an exciting life, man, When I get up in the morning and, know that I can be inspired by one who has all power, infinite ideas, infinite possibilities exist. I don't even know what I could be inspired with today. Why wouldn't I go there? Because I got a disease in my mind that says, man, it's too hard. You're not ready for this morning, man. You're tired, man. Have a cup of coffee first. You'll do it later. This is what... I'm always putting off the life that I always wanted. It's my life and I'm putting it off because I need something else right now, but I'm not ready for God right now. So when I'm in a bad, when I'm in a place where I'm captured by that mind, because I do get captured by the disease, it captures me and it seems like no matter how hard I try, I can't get out of that thinking that I'm in because, I had my mind produces so much evidence why I should be, be bummed out because life sucks and it's hard, right? My mind will produce the evidence to support that case. Sometimes it's so strong. That like it says in the book, it says that, we absolutely refuse, how does the book say it now? Talk about we're so defiant that we will not go to God, right? We will not go. And so I get those moments and I throw one of these tapes on because I can do that much. I can push a button. Although some days I don't want to because, I have to actually turn my phone on and push the button. So if I can't do that much, so I can at least do that much. And when I do, I listen to God speaking to me through me and as me from a day or two before. And then all of a sudden, a lot of times tears come in my eyes. Because I didn't think it was real. See, I'm so powerful, I can deny God, see? Right? And then shit pops in my head like, is it Thomas?
Doubting
you know,
Thomas.
You'll deny me three times, you know? And it's like, three times, man, I deny God all day long. I'm too busy for you, God. I ain't got time to listen to your sanity. I'm crazy. And I like it. That's the sick part. I'm actually like being crazy, you know? And then I realize, wow, I really need, you know, if I don't go to this power, I'm screwed because I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to be insane, you know? And I know what that produces. It doesn't produce that smile on my face that I get when I feel that peace of God in my heart, you know? So I begin the conversation every day. And then I pick it up sometime during the day. It's going to have to end right here because we're going through the meeting. But so you should be doing the same thing. Why not? Why wouldn't you do that? I know you won't because I know how hard it is.